Survivor has just been renewed for its 29th and 30th seasons, which would make it the longest-running reality competition series on television. And unless you've been living on a desert island, you probably know that Survivor teams groups of strangers in remote locations and has them compete for a $1 million prize. Here is a clip from this season, Blood versus Water.
Tonight, Tyson and Jervis, they're going to be on the defense for the first time, and Monica's going to be on the offense, because if I am their puppy dog, they better stay and correct it.
The usual secrets, alliances, and backstabbing. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. He's with us from St. Petersburg, Florida. Eric, welcome.
I'm glad to be here, and I just want to point out that my office is probably about 30 miles from where Monica lives. She's from our area, so it's very cool.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. When you live in a beautiful tropical climate, they actually film television shows near you. So, Eric, is this a surprise? And we should say it's the 29th and 30th season, but they've only been on the air since 2000.
Right. CBS runs Survivor twice in a TV season. They have a fall edition and they have a winter slash spring edition. So they kind of had doubled up in seasons. It's not a surprise because Survivor, according to CBS, is the second most popular reality show amongst adults 18 to 49, which is the key demographic that advertisers, the TV shoots for to attract advertisers. And it's a show that does really well on Wednesday nights, kicking off Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock. And it's hard in network television to find a show that really kicks off a night and draws in a lot of people so that they'll hang out and watch the rest of the night. And Survivor does that.
You say it's the second best. Who does the best among that group?
That's something I haven't done any research on. I would guess that it's probably NBC's The Voice.
The Voice, and of course, this falls into the category of competition reality shows. There's The X Factor, Amazing Race, American Idol, Big Brother. What though makes Survivor so popular? Because I remember watching it way back when in one of the early seasons. I didn't even realize it was still on the air. But what makes it last all these years?
Well, what's interesting is that what you see with reality shows is especially phenomenons like Survivor and American Idol. At first, they're really huge hits, and then their audience slims down to the people who are the diehard fans. And one of the ways that CBS has maintained a pool of diehard fans, a big pool, is that they bring back people who've been on the show before. You played a clip from Blood versus Water. The whole premise of that show is to bring in people who've played the game before and also bring in their loved ones or people who are related to them or people who connected to them and have them compete in Survivor. So you have people that the audience knows do it over and over again, and even people from other CBS reality shows come to Survivor, and so fans of that show will also watch Survivor.
Eric, how long do you think the reality competition style TV show has left?
I think it has plenty of legs. It has as much life as producers have imagination to reinvent how they do things. One of the things that's interesting about Survivor this year is that the ratings are up a little bit because they came up with this great idea of not only bringing back all of these people who've been on the show before. I mean, we've seen people like Gervais Peterson and Tina Wesson, who we haven't really seen on Survivor since they were on the very first Survivor, or Gervais was on the very first Survivor that was ever aired. So we get a chance to see him for the first time in a long time. And we also see them bounce off of their relatives and bounce off of other people's relatives. Yeah. And it's really reinvigorated the show.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic talking about Survivor, which has been renewed for its 29th and 30th season. It's going to be the longest running reality competition show on TV. Eric, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.